I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome inside post-game podcast. It is Al and Jerry. What's up, Al?
Jerry, yesterday you did a story about a couple that unfortunately had to fly on a long flight with a corpse because someone had passed away on the flight. They propped them up next to this couple. This couple was flying with a dead body. And I had asked you, I said, oh, I think when people die, they release their bowels.
Yes, you didn't know.
So I was concerned about that. But I did, luckily, Jerry, I did get an email from a man named Dave in Rhode Island. And he said, I was just listening to a post-game podcast. The human body does not always release the bowels or urine. I was a cop for a decade on the midnight to 8 a.m. shift. Mm. And I was responsible for photos and crime scenes. A lot of older people are found dead in the morning. Nothing worse than thinking you are 15 minutes from going home, this is him, the cop, and finding out someone's grandma is not breathing. It seemed like more people did not lose any fluids at death, though some do when you start to move the body. So maybe those people got out of the plane before they started moving the body when all the body fluids start falling out.
It's just a terrible situation.
Yeah, one of the things I always see, and it's really disturbing, is... When deer get hit on the road,
they
definitely lose their bowels.
Their butt explodes.
Yeah, their butt explodes.
Yeah, I know.
That's weird.
It's a bad situation.
I do not like that, Jerry.
No.
I do not like a deer butt exploding.
Nothing to like about it.
No. I had a bit of a miscommunication yesterday with a man I did not know on the streets of Bradley Beach. See what you... This is the way he interpreted it, and still when I tried to explain it. It was a man. He was Asian, of Asian descent, but he spoke English. So it wasn't that type of communication. He was walking two very small dogs. I have my dog. And he said, oh, this is a greyhound. I said, yes. He goes, some neighbors of mine, a couple neighbors of mine in Ocean Grove, they have greyhounds as well.
Okay.
And I said, oh, black ones? He goes, well, it's all sorts of neighbors. He thought I was asking if the neighbors were black. I meant the dog because I'd met two black greyhounds in Ocean Grove.
Yeah.
And even when I said, he looked at me like...
Maybe he didn't know that there were different versions of greyhounds.
Yeah, I don't know. It just looked like he thought I had asked, were his neighbors black?
Yeah. That is a strange response, but okay.
Yeah. He just said, well, no, all sorts of people have greyhounds. I go, but the greyhounds themselves, were they black? And I don't think he's still
didn't comprehend.
No. So I felt a little weird walking away. I was like, does that guy think I was asking if his neighbors were black?
No, you couldn't have been more clear.
Well,
that's on him.
He said, my neighbors have greyhounds. And I said, oh, are they black? He did say neighbors.
But then you replied and said, no, you meant the greyhounds, you said.
Yeah, because when I said, are they black? And he goes, well, all sorts of people have greyhounds.
Right. Then you said.
And I go, no, the dogs themselves, right. Are they black? Because I met some.
That's on him if he walked away not understanding.
Yeah, and I feel like he did walk away
not understanding.
Well, then he's dumb. Okay, so it's not on me.
To be honest.
Because for the rest of my walk, I was like, that guy's going to probably tell people. He's like, you know, some guy asked if my neighbors were black just because they have greyhounds?
Well, he's the one that asked, though. He's the one that misinterpreted it.
He misinterpreted, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You had nothing but good intentions of finding out which dogs they were.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Does this happen to you, Jerry, when you're, if you read something or hear something about a vitamin or supplement, do you decide, like,
try it?
Yeah. I need to try this?
No, but I've thought about it. The only one that I have gone out and purchased, that's the fish oil one. Because the omega-3s, I guess, is what you need. And I don't eat fish. So I have bought that because that to me makes a lot of sense. And since I don't eat fish, there's no way I'm going to get that nutrient in my body. I wish I liked salmon. I don't.
I think there's omega-3s in eggs as well.
There might be. I don't eat enough of them. I don't eat four of them a day like you do.
Yeah.
I probably eat eggs probably 3 days a week. I have them for dinner once, and I probably eat them for lunch once and once for breakfast.
So you tried fish oils, and you stuck with that?
No.
Okay.
It's like anything. I don't know why I don't get into a routine with the supplements. I try. I even bought the old man canister that separates them by days.
Oh, yeah.
And for like 2 weeks, I did that. I filled them up on Sunday night, and then I left it in my bag, and that was that.
You were taking some sort of brain medicine.
Yes.
Also, not medicine, but a brain supplement.
Yes.
Neutrogena. No, that's a soap.
No.
Nugenics. Nugene.
No. Oh, come on, man. This is why I need to
Nutra Brain.
No, hold on. I'll tell you
in
a second. Because I bought it at Walgreens, and I did see a little bit of a difference for sure.
Yeah, well, that, and I think this is the reason why, like you said, you were taking the fish oil and then you stopped. Because we don't see a difference, right? Or even feel a difference, even though it may be helping us internally.
Right.
But every time Joe Rogan has somebody on that talks about supplements.
Nariva,
yeah.
Or Nariva, whatever.
And I tried that after you
talked
about it. I didn't notice anything. But again, I'm like, how long am I? It may take 2 months.
I did after about a month.
So there was a guy on Joe Rogan that was talking about this really weird one, which I'd never heard before. And then Joe Rogan says that he takes it and that RFK told him about it. Another Dr. Brecka, that guy Gary Brecka.
Yes, Gary Brecka.
Also told him about it. And I looked into it this morning when I got in because it seemed interesting. It was all about helping the brain.
Okay.
And it's called methylene blue.
Okay. It's funny that it doesn't come up here when I just put in brain vitamins.
Yeah. Methylene blue.
Okay.
Which is very bizarre. Has a bizarre history.
Mm-hmm.
It was a clothing dye.
Really?
Clothing. They used it to dye clothing way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But supposedly it really helps your brain.
Yeah.
And I Googled this, and these guys were talking about it, saying that you've got to swallow it quickly, otherwise your mouth will be blue, and you will urinate blue.
If you don't ingest it quickly.
No, Nate, if you don't ingest it quickly, your mouth will be blue. You could still be urinating blue. And as much as I want to try it, because I went on Amazon and I was looking, that one seems a little weird, even though the things they were saying about how it could help your brain seemed exciting.
I mean, there is an article from the National Institute of Health.
Okay.
The headline is Therapeutic Benefits of Methylene Blue on Cognitive Impairment During Chronic Cerebral Hyperperfusion.
The fact that you even knew how to spell methylene is very impressive. It took me a while to figure that out this morning.
Okay. I didn't think it was that hard.
I had to Google. I had to Google my way through it. The brain stuff, though, I found out while researching, the stuff about the brain is what they call off prescription.
Over the counter?
No, there's a term used for vitamins and medication where doctors prescribe it for something it's not traditionally used for.
Okay. Got it. So it's like Ozempic.
Yeah.
Ozempic was not for weight loss. It was for diabetes.
Right.
And now we're finding out that it's a weight loss drug.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just like I think Viagra was originally for some sort of heart blood flow issue.
And now it's boner pill.
Now it's boner pills. So whatever this, I forget the term that they use, but it's not. Like, when you read about it initially, they're not talking about the brain benefits.
Interesting.
But again, I'm like, do I buy a bottle and try it? Am I really going to notice a difference?
It's interesting. I mean, the first line they talk about, I said that this is for chronic cerebral hyperfusion, is considered a risk factor for mild cognitive impairment and Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, that was it. It could help Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Or prevent it or slow down your getting it.
So this says this methylene blue crosses the blood-brain barrier and at low doses serves as an electron cycler in the mitochondrial electron transport chain. Previous studies implicate in both memory enhancement and neural reproduction.
But I always
protection, I'm sorry.
And then like something like this that sounds interesting. You go to Amazon, there's a million brands. How do I know they're real?
You don't know what's
real.
Or
it's just blue dye.
That's the problem with a lot of this stuff. What is genuine? And what is something, like why would a wellness company not have some sort of a vitamin and put a percentage of this in it and market it as such? That's not what you're actually looking for.
Yeah, now the guy that was on Joe Rogan talking about it, he mentioned a particular brand that he gets, and I did Google that one. It was expensive.
I'm sure it is.
And that one was squares. He said you cut the squares and then he swallows them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know the Neuriva is very expensive.
Yeah.
Like if you really want to get the Neuriva Plus, which I think is the best one to get, I want to say it's like, say, very expensive, but I want to say it's like $80 a bottle.
Yeah, it's very expensive. That's what this thing was.
Yeah. Not cheap. When you think about buying supplements, I think you expect to spend like $20, $18, and then you see a price tag of like $82. I say, wow, it's a lot of money.
And what could be in that Neuriva?
A lot of natural, I will tell you, cause I have looked this up actually. In Neuriva, you've got, I can't even pronounce these things.
Yeah.
Vitamins B, vitamins, B6, B12, rice bran. Okay. Silicon dioxide, which doesn't sound great. Neurofactor, which is a blend of coffee, fruit extract and green tea extract to promote brain cell growth and survival, and something called, fostadicillarine. It supports brain function and memory.
Yeah, and a lot of these things, they don't want to tell you exactly because they don't want someone ripping them off and doing another.
Sure. This was AI from Google.
Yeah.
That, mentioned. But I think on the bottle, I'm almost certain the ingredients are on the bottle. Because I've had it and I've looked at it.
But sometimes even within on the bottles, it'll give you some information. It'll say proprietary blend because they don't want to.
Oh, that's interesting.
They don't want to have their competition just rip them off.
Yeah.
I don't know about, if I pee blue, will that alarm me?
I think it would freak you out, yeah.
And then if you're peeing blue, there might be blue in your poop as well.
I would think so. Also it's running strange through your body.
Yeah, also weird.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's freaky because if that becomes, did they say that becomes consistent? Because I'll tell you one thing you wouldn't notice. If you're, I don't know that you can really see blood in urine if they're tiny little, but if you start, urinating a little bit of blood, you will notice.
Yeah.
And that means you've got an issue inside. If that turns to blue, I don't think you would really notice.
Hmm.
That would be concerning to me.
Yeah. I don't know if I want blue urine. Even though I want a better brain. What I mean? It's a toss-up. Do I want a better brain but blue urine? Or do I want my current brain and regular urine?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Did you see this big story going around Twitter, Jerry?
By the way, Neuriva Ultra is $70 a bottle. That's
ultra. I wonder what makes it ultra.
Who knows?
Their proprietary blend of caffeine and green tea.
It could be. I'm trying to see if they actually, because I do feel like they give you the, so here are the ingredients.
You eat that in gummy form?
I did not know.
You got the pills.
The ingredients here, they tell you, are the capsule. Okay, fine. Microcrystalline cellulose, rice bran, magnesium stearate, and silicon dioxide.
I think those are the things that keep the pill in pill form.
Yeah, then they're not telling you then.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Those are the other ingredients. Here you go. Alpina galanga extract, coffee fruit extract, and that fosososolol, whatever. The biggest ingredient in it is the Alpina Galanga extract. That's 300 milligrams.
Sounds like you're speaking some sort of island language.
Oh, there's folate in it. I'm sorry. I'm learning how to zoom in here. There's folate. There's a lot of folate in it, too. B6, B12.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So anyway, what's going around now?
So going around the internet, and I had someone had reached out, Jerry, and wanted our opinion on it. And I already, believe it or not, had it on my post-game show sheet.
Okay.
There's a woman trending on social media. Her name is Mary Kate Cornett.
Mm.
She is a student at the University of Mississippi. And she has slept with her boyfriend's father.
Oh, God.
And the boyfriend took her back.
Why?
I don't know. But all sorts of things are out there about them. Her photo's everywhere, of course. The father's photo is everywhere. And he is not a good... You know, some guys... Some fathers are good-looking dudes. You know what I mean? Like, they work out. This guy's not that. And I don't know if they're still together, the girl and the son, but the father.
She's adorable.
Yeah, she is adorable. College kid.
What are we doing?
But it's very strange. Like, this is all over social media, if you look for it, as I did.
Of course.
Well, I saw Kevin from Barstool did a reel about it. And okay. I was like, well, what is this? And then I saw it was trending. So I was like, let me click on this. Let me see what's going on here. So that's
online
what it was.
Online scandal erupts as student accused of sleeping with boyfriend's dad. Wow.
Yeah.
How about this? This can't be real. The second story on Google, Mary Kate Cornett coin surges by 654% on Solana blockchain as crypto enthusiasts. She's got a coin?
No, so what happens here, what these crypto crazy people do,
yeah,
when something becomes a news story, they create a coin around it as like a goof.
And people buy it.
I think so, yeah. Well, she didn't create this coin. Someone just saw that she was trending and was like, let's make a coin.
What
I don't get
is
it either.
Though?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a great question. I do not understand.
Like
the
when people
crypto.
Say they're mining Bitcoin, what does that mean? Mining what?
I don't know.
They're in the caves of Islamabad?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what that means.
With a big, like, one of those pickaxes mining Bitcoin.
I do
not,
not
know what that means. Yeah.
Anyway, so this is interesting.
This seems like a real story that Now, who would you blame the most in this story? The father? Because
Both of them.
But the father should know better. The girl
was very young.
She's like, what, 20 years old or something.
Have you met Bill Belichick?
I have met him. Okay. Actually, yeah, I did I did meet Bill Belichick.
Is he not with a 24-year-old?
He is, yep.
I will tell you that.
He didn't steal his son's girl.
So I had, he's very normal looking.
Yeah.
I had Ocho. You got to wonder what the hell he did to anyhow.
He must be some persuader.
Unless this isn't true and this is the way to get famous.
Yeah.
Which would not shock me either.
Mm-hmm.
Ocho the other day, I didn't play it because I never got around to it. But on their Nightcap podcast, because of what happened with Steve Smith Sr. and the guy's wife that he was with, he got into the whole thing. Remember I played the clip, you said, human nature is undefeated?
Yes.
Basically, what he was saying was, without saying it, men are pigs, and that most times when presented with opportunity, the bottom takes over your brain. And it happens, it's very difficult for men to say no. You look at this, I blame both of them.
Yes, she's a beautiful girl, Jerry, this Mary Kate Cornett.
Could you imagine your dad sleeping with your girlfriend?
No.
How would you look at him again?
How would you
ever take her back?
That is very weird.
Like,
she must be something else.
I mean, my God. No,
there's always
someone else that's something
else.
You know, that's the one thing that we don't like, you know, for whatever reason, we get into these relationships. And if there's ever a breakup, it's like your world is over. Meantime, there's 6 billion other people out there.
Yeah.
You can have a great relationship with. But it's hard. And I get it. I'm sure I would feel the same way for a little while.
Right. That is true. Like, you can just move to Iowa.
There's a whole bunch of new people
you're not even aware of in Iowa.
Everywhere.
And Idaho.
I've always said to my wife, I'm like, you break up with me, you're probably with someone in a month. You know, it happens.
Yeah, it does
happen. All the time. But this is crazy.
Yeah. No, it's interesting, like, when there was a breakup, and then the other, like, sometimes when bad news happens to you, eventually good news comes from that,
mm-hmm.
that would have never happened if not for the bad news.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're in the bad news part.
In the moment, it's tough.
You can't look forward to saying, wow, what a wonderful.
No question.
Experience.
Because you haven't got there yet.
Right.
You haven't experienced it yet.
Like, you get fired from your job.
Mm-hmm.
3 years later, you have this great job that you would never have pursued had you not been fired.
That is correct.
Right?
That's exactly right. You're exactly right. That's why I said when I was talking to these students yesterday, I did a talk at my old high school.
I love the high school students.
I made it very clear, like, every single thing you do impacts what comes next. You know, as simple as I'm going to go home now or, you know what, I'll stay after for a little while. You never know what changes in your life by going this way or that way. You never know. You and I talk about that all the time. Sometimes you take the parkway instead of the turnpike, you end up in a massive jam and you're late for your next appointment. If you would have taken the parkway, you'd be there on time. You know, you don't know.
Or if you would have taken the parkway, maybe you got in a bad accident.
Correct. Wouldn't happen if you took the turnpike.
Yeah.
You don't know these things until you do them. So it's hard to, I would think, in the moment when someone breaks up with you or you do the breaking up, I would think it's very hard to see the rainbow at the end. But, I mean, it does happen for most. They do get on with their lives.
I do think about that sometimes. Like, when I'm on the parkway coming to work, I always take the local.
Yeah.
Just because there's more lanes and I like to be in the middle.
And more exits, too, if you have to get out.
And more exits if you have to get out, exactly. But occasionally, there's like it's blocked off and I have to go express. And I'm like, huh. If a deer jumps out now, I'm not normally in these express lanes.
That is
and
true.
I shouldn't be here.
But in that case, not your fault.
Not my fault.
You did not have a choice in that matter.
So what did you take questions from students?
Yeah, a lot of questions.
What was their main, were there particular questions that stood out to you?
No. I mean, it was,
all students or was it just people particularly interested in broadcasting?
Both. It was people, so it was open to, I think, any senior that wanted to show up. And there were a bunch of senior young men that were clearly very interested in sports. You know what I got a lot of? Surely enough people said my dad, watches you guys every morning. But I would say more than that, the kids watched.
Is that right?
I was blown away how many kids came up afterwards to say, I watch you every morning before I go to school. Nice to meet you. Thank you for doing this. Cool meeting you. I was like, I couldn't believe how many 17 and 18-year-old kids actually watched the show.
Did any of the kids say, hey, you're from that cool YouTube show?
No.
Oh.
Nobody. They were. I didn't find the one person.
Hmm.
I did not. But no, it was good. I'm a lot, you know, like the guys were interested in like what cool sports experiences we've had and, you know, things like that. A few of the girls, it was more about connections and getting jobs and what your path was. So it was good. It was 45 minutes. It felt like 2 seconds.
Were they stunned by your hours?
My handsomeness?
the hours at which like they go, what time do you wake up?
There was one girl at the end who asked me, she said, I understand because they introduced me as such, and I did talk about doing Rutgers at night. And she said, I understand if you're calling basketball games, but then you got to get up at 2:30. Like, how do you manage your, like, what's a day like? So I ran through it. A couple of them were mortified.
Yeah.
You know, some of them were like, sounds cool. Some of them were like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, but it is what it is.
What hours did you like the best in your life?
To be quite honest with you, very interesting. A combination of this job. I liked it better when my alarm went off at 4 a.m. Never thought of that as too early. I never did. 2:30 to me seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
But when I first started on Boomer and Carton, I didn't do anything until 6:15 when I did a Wins hit. And then I would be on with Boomer and Carton at 6:25. My alarm went off at, I think, 4:10. I took a quick shower. I was out the door at 4:25, and I remember I would walk into the radio station at 5:20. Seemed normal to me. It was early, but it wasn't crazy. This, for the last, really since the pandemic when we started doing the full hour, this for the last 5 years just feels like I'm getting up in the middle of the freaking night at 2:30. So the combination, if you told me I could start coming in at 5:30, and I was still done at 11, that to me is, that's a dream scenario. This is pretty good, but that extra hour and a half sleep would be remarkable.
Yeah, I used to, I had a shift in Florida that was 3 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah, I never liked the nights.
See, I liked that because you were still home by, because it, you know, it wasn't hard to commute. I was still home by 10:30 every night.
Yeah.
And you could stay up, watch a little TV.
See, that, but that wasn't me. So you'd like Letterman. I was always a morning person. I never liked staying up late.
Yeah, and I would still get up earlier. I'd get up, go to the gym,
sure,
have my lunch.
Right, but I don't want to see. I don't want to be up at midnight.
Yeah,
I never liked that ever. And I know that might annoy my wife sometimes, but like I like going to bed at 10:30. I don't want to, and I like having a night. You know, an early night. I mean by that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, with Ron and Fez, I was not getting home until like 11:30.
That's
or
late.
12.
Yeah, your day's over. Once you go to work, the day's over.
Yeah.
As opposed to this, once you get done with work, your day is just starting.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yes.
It is very neat. But I would think, you know, I worked 10 a.m. to 4:40 a lot of times here before joining Boomer and Carton. I didn't like that because I was leaving the house at 7 a.m. and getting home at 6:30. The day was just, there was no day. Didn't like that. I didn't like nights because I didn't get home till 2 o'clock in the morning because those shifts were 4 p.m. to 11:40 at night. That sucked. I would say the 4 a.m. wake up to me is perfect.
Yeah, that would be nice because that feels like the morning.
It does.
2:30 feels like the nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Or from
doesn't
the
feel
night
like
before.
The night ended yet.
Yeah.
And yet here we are. Dun, dun, dun. Oh. Right. Exactly.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday?
Tomorrow is Thursday.
All right. Then you're out Friday.
Yeah.
I got CeeLo Friday.
Huh?
We got you and I tomorrow. CeeLo Friday for the warm-up, the
correct
post-game, of course. You got Rutgers situation?
Yeah, going to Michigan tomorrow.
Michigan.
9 p.m. game tomorrow night. So I'm going to work tomorrow morning, and I got a commercial flight. I hope it's on time.
Yes.
I don't need to be sweating. Imagine showing up at the arena right at tip-off. I'm here! That, real quick, that happened when Sal and I were doing Columbia. We had a game at Northwestern in Chicago, and I saw, when I booked the flight, so on the Columbia website, the game was at 7 p.m. Made sense. Sal and I took a flight at like 2 p.m., landed at, I wanted to say, 4:15. And we knew it was close, but it was what we had to do. I'm like, yeah, we'll have plenty of time. Maybe we'll even grab something on the way, get the rental car. We land in Chicago, and all of a sudden, our things reset. The game was at 6 p.m., not 7, because we forgot about the time change, which was obviously on the Columbia website. It would be in Eastern Standard Time. We land at 4:15. The game's in an hour and 45 minutes, and it's rush hour. And of course, it was my first time in Chicago. I didn't realize I had to take a 20-minute tram ride to go to the car rental.
Oh, my gosh.
We walked in. I swear to God, 6 o'clock game. We walked in that gym at about, I want to say, 5. We missed the pregame show. 5:50. We didn't do a pregame show. 5:54. By the time I got everything set up, we went on right as the tip was happening. You want to talk about sweating?
Yeah, but you made it.
Well, we did make it, but not comfortably.
Yeah, not. No, I like to be comfortable.
I'd like to be comfortable tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow at 5 a.m. So,
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.